Let your body come to a natural stillness on your cushion, chair, or bench. Settling down and back into the present moment. Letting the body relax. Letting the mind remain alert. Letting the thoughts and the chatter of the mind gradually calm, recede into the background as your attention opens to receive the sounds that occur around us. Letting your attention be open and receptive. The sound of my voice, sounds in the background, distinct or diffuse. Noticing the quality of sound itself. If we remain undistracted, when sounds occur, hearing happens without any special effort on our part. Sounds appear due to the conditions for producing sound. Hearing happens in just the same way. Conditions come together, hearing happens. Awareness of hearing happens when we're not lost in thought or distracted, but resting in this attentive, open, receptive space of the mind. Relax all agendas. Nothing to do. Nowhere to go. Just being present with the way things are. The sounds in the environment. Notice also the sensations within the body. Feeling the sensations of stillness, of sitting, being relaxed, and the primary object of the breath. Quietly noticing where you feel sensations in the body, without comment or preference or explaining, but just noticing. This is the way it is in the body right now. Know that when you breathe in and you feel the movements or sensations, there are the sensations and the knowing of them. As you breathe out, there is the movements or sensations and the knowing of them. As I breathe in, I know breathing in. As I breathe out, I know, breathing out. Let your attention be quiet, calm, receptive, just noticing, without comment. This is the way of the breath. Again, if we remain undistracted, not lost in thought, breathing is known quite effortlessly. Whatever the rhythm of the breath is, fast or slow, deep or shallow, just notice. This is the way it is. The appearance of the in-breath is being known. The appearance of the out-breath being known. If other sensations in the body call the attention, recognize heat, vibration, tingling, being known. Whatever appears in the mind is known quite effortlessly if we remain undistracted. Rest in this undistracted awareness, noticing what appears. You may notice pleasant experience being known or unpleasant experience being known. Whatever appears in the mind lasts for a brief moment and then leaves. Let your attention remain restfully present with knowing the appearances in the mind. when visions or images, plans or memories appear in the mind, they too are known with that same effortless attention that openly receives and recognizes whatever appears there. Let the appearances come and go. Remain restfully present and aware. Subtle mental states may appear in the mind. A feeling of ease or calmness, maybe a simmering agitation, a sense of waiting or expectation. Light filters over the mind. When they appear, let them be known without judgment, without fear, without comment, noticing emotions, mental states, thoughts. They come and they go. Let your attention remain at ease, knowing these things. Whatever appears is known by the mind. Whatever is known appears in the mind. That is all. This mind that knows has no size, it has no shape, it has no color, it's not made of anything, it just is. Look into the mind and see that this is so. Sounds are but a brief appearance in the empty mind, known without effort, seen clearly, recognized by the mind that's not made of anything. as vast and empty as space. The mind has no boundary, no inside, no outside. It's not made of anything, and yet it contains everything. Look into the mind. See, this is so. These thoughts that appear in the mind, they come from nowhere, they reside nowhere, they go nowhere. They appear in the mind like a cloud in the sky. After a moment, they dissolve, leaving the mind unchanged. Notice. just as a rainbow is a colorful appearance in the sky due to conditions, but in fact it has no substance, so too thoughts of the past, thoughts of the future, thoughts of yourself are just a colorful appearance in the mind, but in fact they have no substance. There's nothing behind them. They're empty. They appear and dissolve, leaving the mind as it was. Notice that. Whatever appears in the mind, let it go. no matter how much happiness or suffering has been experienced, the capacity of the mind to know has not been improved nor impaired in the slightest. Isn't that amazing?